Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to Raven Radio. This is Michelle Pillow, and with me is Mandy Roth. She didn't run away. I am ecstatic to not be in charge of the switchboard today.
Stitchboard?
Whatever it takes, I panic.
It's the bitchboard, and we're in control of it, thank you.
Although there was some issue with Mandy threatening to break her foot on her desktop this morning.
Yes.
So she might have been broadcasting live from the ER, which would have left me in charge again. And I think we learned last week that Michelle given power is a very bad thing.
Oh, yeah. And we wonder how I get through so many, like, computers. It's because I was going to kick the damn thing this morning. Seriously. HP, if you're out there, suck. All right.
Great.
Yeah.
That was Mandy. Sue her.
Yeah, you know what? I have owned like 15 of your computers in the last probably 4 years. That's actually probably being conservative. So, yeah, bring it on. I can honestly say. Suck.
Well, if you would quit trying to take down.
Oh,
life
my God.
As we know it, maybe you wouldn't crash so many.
All right, well, you know, we've got a really exciting show today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited. We have got the LSC. Paranormal Society?
I think it's LCSR or LCS. I'm not sure if the R sounds
I thought it was LSC. Apparently now I'm suffering from dyslexia, and I'm not knocking anyone for that. I'm just saying.
joining us will be Paranormal, host of the LCSR Paranormal Talk Show, and also founders of the Paranormal Society.
Mm-hmm.
With the same initials that we won't mess up again until we get them to confirm them.
Yeah.
Well,
their
Jason
website says
Raven.
LSC, so now I'm confused.
Oh, well, then I'm reading your dyslexic handwriting because I got it from the notes you gave me.
Oops.
Yeah, which would mean, I guess. Okay, anyway, sorry in advance. Hopefully you can come and correct us on that. But they will be talking about some of the hunts they've been on and a little bit about what it's like to be paranormal investigators.
Yes.
So we will wait for them to call in.
I'm very excited. I was checking out their site and that, and I was over at their picture page looking at it. I'm like, that's a group of people I just wish I could hang with, seriously. They look really great. You know what?
They probably kicked me out of their group.
Yeah.
You can't be a ghost hunter and screaming all the time.
You're just too freaking weird, First Lady. Go home. Yeah.
Quit summoning the dark spirits. No. We do have a quick announcement. The since we had technical difficulties last week, which were beyond our control, we are going to extend our contest that we had going because a lot of people were having trouble with the show archives as well to enter.
Right.
So we went ahead and we're going to go ahead and extend the contest over this next week to make it fair to everyone and give them a chance to enter.
Yeah.
You can enter today by calling us live on air or going to the chat room and typing your questions in there. Or like later if you're listening to the archives, the streaming, you know, the feed from your computer, you can email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com the catchphrase that we will give you in a little bit. Because Mandy still has to come up with it since I came up with the one last week. Unless you want to go with Michelle as the golden goddess again.
That's just not fair. You don't get to be golden goddess 2 weeks running. It's just not fair.
All right, so I have to relinquish my princess crown. That was last week's little catchphrase. But, yeah, you just email us the catchphrase, and you will be entered into the contest. We have lots of cool prizes. We've got some gift certificates. Print books, PDF books, download e-books, and, just lots of stuff. Lots of winners. And winners will be announced on next week's show.
Yes. And for anyone who can hear what's going on in the background, no, I don't have somebody being tortured in the side room and moaning and crying. That's actually my dog who won't stop Scooby-Dooing me today. I don't get it. But that's
can't
not
hear a
person.
Thing.
Okay. She's making me crazy. She doesn't want anything other than to be next to me doing it. But I've banned her to the other room, so now she's just, you know, doing as loud as she can on the other side of the door. Oh, you know, my relationship with my dog. It's love-hate. She loves me. I'm okay with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talk so tough, and yet, I won't crush your little ego thing that you have going right now, Queen of Darkness.
Yes, I should have put her to sleep 3 years ago, people. No joke, she's old and needs it. But, yeah, I keep, you know, having these feelings like, I feel bad for her. Okay, you can live another year. Okay.
Yeah. And carry her outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heartless, heartless woman.
Oh, yes, this from the lady with how many dogs now? Yeah.
Well, no, I wasn't saying that. The love-hate thing.
Yes, we forgot to tell everybody that you indeed had another group of puppies. Well, not you yourself, but dropping a litter. But surprise, surprise.
Talk about paranormal.
Not only are we radio show hosts and authors, we're also sideshow freaks.
I think we talked about it last week. I don't know. I can't remember because I've been laughing about it with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have purebred English bulldogs.
Yes.
And anybody who's familiar with the bulldog knows that the purebreeds generally cannot complete the act of insemination on their own. And they're also not supposed to be able to have natural birth. They, a lot of times they have to have cesareans. And mine were able to not only complete the act on their own, but she did give natural birth. So I've got really special dogs, I guess.
Yeah. But
yeah,
you have to tell the funniest part is that you had been on the phone with me saying that you thought she was getting kind of chubby. And then you go to the vet, and a few days later you're like, I'm going to have puppies in like a week or two.
Yeah. Yeah, she was getting pretty fat, but we didn't really think that she was able to, you know, we weren't expecting it because we didn't do an artificial insemination. And yeah, and it's like, well, yeah, she's going to have puppies in 2 weeks. Like,
joy.
And at the time when dogs have cesarean birth, they don't get that chance to bond with their puppies and get to know them. So a lot of the times they don't have that mothering instinct, and their human pets get to take care of the babies. And, yeah, anybody who's taking care of baby puppies knows that you have to feed them every 2 hours. But instead of most human kids where you only have, like, one who gets fed,
mm-hmm.
and you can kind of feed and maybe fall asleep while you're doing it.
That's just wrong.
Well, you know, I'm talking to you. You're sitting in the rocking chair and you're feeding the baby. And you can kind of doze off, depending, I guess, on how you do it. But I'm trying to be delicate about this because it's, you know, E for everyone here. But, yeah, so I was really scared that I was going to have a giant litter of puppies that I was going to have to feed every 2 hours on top of trying to get this book that I'm working on finished
right.
by deadline
right.
because I have a deadline coming up in 2 weeks. And I finally got the book done, but we had natural birth, and the puppies are doing great. They're adorable. I can't keep them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Anyway. Well, hopefully here we're waiting and hoping that our guest for today calls in, and hopefully they're not having any problems getting in, because I know we occasionally run into that. Okay, who are we going to lie? Often, weekly almost, we run into it. But hopefully they'll be able to call in. We'll be able to talk with that. Also, too, we've opened up the mic today for people to call in and give a shout-out if they want to be entered in the contest to win, you know, gift certificates, books, the whole shoot and shebang. I lost where I was at. Boy, I really wish I'd printed out a guide today, but I sort of just had the screw it, I'm winging it.
I was just going to let you go and see how
yeah,
you did.
There's Michelle just sitting there. Yep, going.
Well, listeners, you're welcome to call in, and today we will be talking with the paranormal LSC, I think we decided it was called Paranormal Society, Jason and Raven, the co-founders of that.
Mm-hmm.
The call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges do apply. For more information on using your computer to chat live with us during this broadcast, please visit ravenhappyhour.com and follow the prompts for Raven Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email us questions directly at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. That's also where you email to enter the contest that we're having, and winners will be announced next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jason and Raven, if you're out there, feel free to call in at any time.
Yes.
We would love to have
Please
you.
Please do. We can plan anything. We're just gonna say, yeah. I had all this great stuff pulled out as our just in case, and then I put it back thinking, oh, we won't need that.
We do have
it was less words.
kind of a Hong Kong Fui comment in the chat room about birds and dogs are paranormal. We should probably clarify that we are paranormal authors and we do talk about paranormal topics. We do get off topic if you read our description.
We digress. Yeah.
Yeah, we digress a lot. We talk about our lives and we do talk with other authors. So not everything is going to be hardcore paranormal, though we do have paranormal guests today. And we do normally talk about paranormal issues since we are paranormal authors. So hopefully that'll answer that question.
I think we should probably talk about the fact that I believe I've got something funky going on here again. I swear to you, I have that transient ghost who just shows up. Things have been getting rearranged and are missing. And yes, I do have children, but I have the fear of God instilled in them when touching anything.
Even though I have kids, I'm pretty sure it's paranormal. I love that.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Most
they
people would
actually
say, the kids are moving things again. Cause, you know,
I gave birth to demons.
But with
you,
it's like, I have a ghost.
Yeah, well, no, I've got the whole weird thing again where my husband's like, you said my name. I'm like, I didn't say your name. He's like, no, I heard you say my name. So we stand there arguing. It's like, who's on first, what's on second? And I'm like, no, seriously, I have no desire to speak to you right now. Why would I say your name? So these kinds of things have been going on, and like the shutting of doors, and somebody was over, and they go, somebody upstairs? And we were standing in the center level, and I'm like, nobody else is home. They're looking at me. They're like, well, somebody's up there. I'm like, no, I think I have a ghost. You should have seen their face. Like, are you serious? I'm like, do I not look serious? Seriously. So, yeah, I don't know what to do, but it keeps happening in spurts and waves. I don't know what's going on. It wasn't like window was cracked and wind was blowing. And
you know, that reminds me, when we first met or started writing together, you had wrote a free story called What My Eyes Had Seen.
Yes.
And it was based off of actual, I guess, paranormal events.
Yeah.
Or a phenomenon that you had going on, something about
right.
angels. What a little bit.
Okay. We had lived in another home before this one, and I had set it in where I had grown up on a pig farm. Yeah, everyone, Ma, go ahead, I'll wait. I had set it there because there was just so much.
Did you say you grew up on a pig farm?
I spent 3 years on one, yeah. Yeah, I know, yeah. And it was a really old farmhouse and really old location. There was graves out in the back. There was like 496 acres of wood and a maple sugar shack thing, the whole works. So it had this very odd feeling, you know, come dusk in that out there. And you could go wandering in that, although I don't recommend it during hunting season, I'm just saying. Anyways, you know, so it had this very ominous feeling. So I based it there and set it there because there were these five barns and it just felt like a good idea. But actually the events took place in a newer development when we moved there, which was funny because you wouldn't expect things like that to happen. It was a case of, believe it or not, I believe it was burial ground issues. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. So we're there, and we had just one son at the time. And he would be in the other rooms talking to these little angel cement statue things that I had. They were supposed to be outside, but I thought they were kind of cool, so I put them by the fireplace. And he'd be talking to them about things that were way over his level of understanding at the time. I think he was four. And he'd be whispering, and he'd stop when we would come out. And I would look at him like, who are you talking to? He's like, nobody. And you know, I'm like, oh, you know, honey, what are you got an imaginary friend in that? And then he would start to tell me things that they would say. Okay, you want to talk creepy, the hairs in the back of your neck standing up. I'm like, I know I gave birth to you, so you're probably, you know, demon seed anyways, but wow. So this kept up and kept up, and then all of a sudden.
You just referred to your child as a demon seed. Come on.
Oh, I know. Well, he's pushing 14 now and has totally accepted his role in life. Okay, well. He's just like going to take mom in stride. So we're in the dining room, he and I. My husband isn't home at the time. And I hear something break. And, okay, when I say these things are cement, I mean, they were heavy. They weren't like those little ceramic things people get. They were heavy things made for outside. And I hear something break, and I go in the other room. All of the angels that are out there are decapitated, all of them. And he was with me. There's nobody else in the house. We didn't have the dog at the time. You know, husband's at home. All of those angels were decapitated. So me being me, I take it in stride, pick it all up, and I get super glue, and I'm putting them back together again. So I tell my mom about this on the phone. She's kind of like a little wigged out for me. And then it keeps happening where he's talking to people who aren't there. And then one day he comes running to me screaming about a man in the bar room. And it's a room adjacent off of like the kitchen area and that we didn't really use very much at all. It just wasn't, you know, something we were in and out of. And he's screaming that there's a man in there. There's a man in there. So of course I run in assuming there's a man in there, and I get in there and just there's nothing there, but I'm completely freaked out for some reason. And he's refusing to go back in that side of the house, period. So this continues for a while longer, and then we have the problems where my husband's hearing his name be called, and he does not believe in the paranormal. He thinks I'm a complete utter loon. Yeah, he's hearing his name.
Well.
So this kept going, and we actually started to argue about it. And when we started to argue, all the lights went out, but we have the security light that would pop up. It went on, you know, right away. And it had not worked since we'd been there. We tried to get the thing to work. We'd been there, you know, about 5 years at the time. The damn thing never worked. The one time we're in the middle of this whole thing freaking out, it finally works when the light comes out. We looked at each other, and I swear to God, if you could do the cartoon run, out. So, yeah, that's what I based the story off of when I wrote it. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just very bizarre. Your turn now. You don't have to sit there and do nothing.
Well, actually, I just got kicked out of the chat room.
Ah,
so
that was me. Sorry.
I'm trying to work my way back into there. So bear with me, people. If you're asking questions, I will get to them if Mandy doesn't see them since she's in the switchboard. I know that we had a question from Hong Kong about what do we recommend to get rid of evil spirits?
Mm-hmm.
Usually we don't give advice on how to take care of ghosts or to do ghosts because we don't claim to be professionals. Oh, yay, a caller. anyway.
We'll get them, yeah.
We don't, we'll ask our experts today what they think about getting rid of.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to Raven Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Deborah Glass. I'm calling from Florence, Alabama.
Well, hello, Deborah. I love her.
How are y'all?
I called y'all. That's so cute. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's more than one of you. So I can say y'all.
That's so funny, Mandy.
And so, Deborah, now, do you write? Do you read? Are you a listener? How does this work then?
Well, I'm both. I write for Alora's Cave, and
okay.
My first paranormal romance, which incidentally is about a ghost, and I based it on a ghost who followed me home from Shiloh Battlefield. So, I was interested when I heard you talking about ghosts this morning and thought I would give you a call.
Now, we want to hear about this. What happened with the ghosts in the Shiloh Battlefield?
Well, I went to Shiloh, and I guess this was about 3 years ago, there for a living history. I had a friend who was a reenactor and went, and that night I came home, and I'm kind of a medium, and I pick up things here and there. I don't do it for, you know, it's not my day job by any means, but I brought this fellow home with me. And he turned lights off and on all night, and then I like to say he got in my drawers because he took my dresser drawers and actually pulled them out and dropped them in the floor.
Really?
And I was amazed. And so
could you pay him or?
Yes, I did. I was like, you've got my attention now, so what's your name? And he said his name was Thomas Benton Smith. And at that time, I was not, you know, majored in history in college, but I didn't know a whole lot about Civil War history. And I sat and talked to him for a little while, and the next day I Googled him, and there was his photograph, everything. It was amazing.
Oh.
Amazing. So I based my book, Gatekeeper, which was my first release with Alora's Cave, on him. And my editor's great. She said, just go ahead and use his real name and everything, and I did. And he made a pretty hot hero.
Well, apparently he did everything for panty drawers.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so have you ever had anything paranormal aside from that happen in your life? Or?
Oh, me? All the time, yeah.
Oh, really?
Everything paranormal. I bought a business in 2002. It was a piano store here in the town where I live. And that was really my first paranormal experience. The deceased owner walked up and said hello one day. And I realized there was an intelligent entity in my presence, and I thought, you know, I better learn how to talk to this guy. So I started reading Sylvia Brown and James Van Praagh and John Edward just learning how to communicate with them and got fairly decent at it. But yeah, now I bring home just anybody and everybody.
Mhm. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I would
go to yards or hospitals.
Like hitchhiking ghosts. I don't think I would deal well with that. You know? I have enough issues of my own. I don't want to bring people home with it.
Oh no, they're great inspiration for books though.
Now, we had somebody ask the best way to get rid of evil spirits and that. Do you have any advice to them?
Well, you know, evil spirits, I'm not sure. I hate to say this, but in the spirit world, I believe like attracts like. And if you've got bad things going on in your life, if you're depressed, if you're ill, you might attract bad things. Mm-hmm. I would say focus on positive things, focus on gratitude, you know, focus on the blessings and from whatever source you feel is your creator, and focus on those positive things, and the negative won't hang around.
Mm-hmm. Now,
go ahead, Michelle, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, everybody knows I'm a big Ghost Hunter fan. Because I want to be a Ghost Hunter really bad. So I watch the show, and, you know, I've gotten on their website and read some of their articles that they have.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Atlantic Paranormal Society. Google it, because it's a very long website name to get there with a bunch of dashes and stuff in there. But they have a lot of articles on, you know, Ouija boards, because we have a question in the chat room from Alicia Page about, has anybody had experience with the Ouija board? And we have, they have a bunch of articles on that. They have articles on demonology, angels, spirits, ghost hunting, a lot of things. And it's a good, you know, basic place to start for more information from people who actually do this successfully for a living, or I guess not for a living, but do it quite successfully.
Right. Right. Yeah. Now, have you ever had an experience with the Ouija board, Deb?
Yes, I did. That's how I first started. I was picking up the things telepathically, but I didn't trust it, and because I think, you know, we've grown up and we're taught not to trust our intuitions, and so I just didn't trust it, and I needed that. But I always did it alone, and I always surrounded myself with protection and light before I did, and I never had anything bad or anything like that come through it. But, you know, of course, you hear these stories about kids who are all inebriated or whatever, and they're sitting around a Ouija board and something, you know, I'm going to kill you comes through. But I've never had anything like that.
You know, I had nothing but what I thought were pleasant, you know, really cool, because it was cool back then, you know, experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I had had a lot of my friends had died at an early age, so I really thought in my mind I was, like, you know, talking to them, and I got really big into doing it by myself. And I know all of you out there just cringed when you heard that. Yeah, I was a moron, okay? Yeah. So I was also in art, so I decided I was going to make myself a very fancy one and use a candle. And do the whole works, and I became almost addicted to it, if that makes sense. And,
the energy feels wonderful. That little tingle you get in your fingers, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I became addicted to the knowledge it was giving me, or what I thought was, you know, the information it was giving me and the link to whatever. So I got really heavy into this, and then one day I decided I was going to ask it, you know, when am I going to die? You know, I'm brilliant. When I'm 15, I'm a freaking genius, yeah. So, anyways.
It's brilliant at 15, seriously.
It answered back. It says,
oh,
you're going to die at age 30 in a fire after you've had 4 boys. And I'm like, oh, wonderful, yay. So I had had enough. You know, I blew out the candle and I kind of packed it up. And I had been in the basement of the house because my mom has never been okay with all that. Like, her mom is into tarot cards and everything, and she thinks I got it all from them. But she was never okay with all that going on. So I come upstairs, and my stepfather's asleep in the chair, passed out cold, you know, watching a show. But if you change the channel, one of those men shoot up. I was watching it. Anyways, he's asleep, and all of a sudden, all of our fire smoke detector things start to go off at one time. There's nothing in the house smoking. He shoots up out of the chair. He's like, what is it? And, of course, I'm standing there paralyzed with fear. I can't answer him. He's looking at me like, are you okay? Are you having a fit, an episode? And I run in my room, close the door, and I'm sitting there, you know, hyperventilating, and I push it all out of my mind. And then, you know, I don't think about it again until I'm having my first child. I'm in for the ultrasound. They're like, it's a boy. I'm like, oh, yay. So then second child, it's a boy. I'm like, wonderful. Third child, I said, don't even look, it's a boy. That's what happened. And then I sent my husband, I swear to God, I sent my husband to get fixed after that. I'm like, if you don't get fixed, I'm going to die in a fire. So my 30th birthday came, and most women, you know, were like, oh, God, we're turning 30. Me, I had a kegger. I'm like, I'm 30 and I'm still alive.
Yes. Yeah, I think you didn't light matches that week, no candles. No.
Yeah.
No one was allowed to turn on the lights because of electrical issues.
Oh, I know. And then, like, you know, people would say, oh, do you want to do the Ouija board? I know you're into it. You want to do it? And I never touched it again after that night, after it telling me that, you know. And it was just messed up. And I don't know, just strange things happened around the house then. And I pretty much felt like here I had to open the door fully to whatever was going on. It was my fault. I knew it. Like, I'm going to own up to it. One, my stepdad would have looked at me like, okay, we have to commit you because he doesn't believe in any of that stuff. My mother would have been like, I told you the devil was going to get you if you touched it. So, yeah. Fun.
And I think all teenagers play with the Ouija board at one point.
Yeah.
I know we did, but honestly, you know, we had things said or whatever, but honestly, looking back, the people I, you know, did it with, not really the most trustworthy kind of people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, they're the type that would have just, I mean, I remember one specific instance where there was a guy there, and he had actually used the Ouija board to kind of ask me out on a sorted date. And I remember moving it to say no.
That's wrong. He could have been your soulmate, damn it.
No, trust me, he wasn't.
Okay,
there was no kind of
mate
involved with that one.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, we need to say, if you're out there and listening, the listener call-in number is 646-595-3998. That's 646-595-3998. Go ahead and call in. You're welcome to share your stories with us. Just give a shout-out, whatever you want to do. We're open to it today. Also,
feel free
you can
to call in at any time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have that question in the chat room. You don't
have
to
wait. Yeah, we've got a live chat going on. You just go to ravenhappyhour.com, follow the prompts for Raven Radio, and you will end up here eventually. I promise you that. And you're welcome to, you know, tell us a little about something in there. We'll go ahead and read it, you know, out loud, that thing. I think that's all. We really need that disclaimer on loop. I say that every time.
I think we're going to start making you do it.
Yeah.
We do have the announcement that the contest that we had from last week is being extended, as we talked about earlier in the show. And Mandy is coming up with the catchphrase for you to email in to ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. And, Mandy, that catchphrase would be?
The scent of sage.
Okay, the catchphrase is,
What? Somebody made me think about what to do to get rid of somebody, and the scent of sage came into mind. Leave me alone.
Okay.
I'll come up with the cool Queen of Darkness thing in a minute, but...
Today's catchphrase is, Mandy is the Queen of Darkness.
There we go.
I got to be a golden goddess last week. So Mandy is the Queen of Darkness.
And
just
I'm happy
email
about
that
it.
Phrase to ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com, and you'll be entered into our contest to win print books, downloaded ebooks, gift certificates, lots of great prizes.
Now, we saw Deb on the line, and I'm curious to get another story out of her, if we can, about something that's happened to her, paranormal related.
Come one more time.
Another story about paranormal related, if you've got anything. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, let's see. Oh, anything and everything. Let me think.
Have you ever had any kind of negative entity? Some really kind of scary things.
The negative entities in my life are living people. I've never had. But I did have a. I'm not a super. I have an ex-husband. I was thinking about when you were talking about the Ouija board and asking it when you were going to die, I've noticed something else, too, that when you ask a question that's like, is it in my best interest to do this or that, that you get better answers. The higher level your question, the more reliable the source and the better the answers are.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if you go at it asking, you know, give me the lottery numbers, they're like, meh. I don't think so. Not today.
Yeah.
you and a million other people. But I got involved with a local paranormal group after I had that experience with the former owner of my business, and I met Jo Slate there, who writes for Llewellyn, and I met a lady named Jeanette McClure, and she does psychic detective work, and actually she's on the phone right now with I believe it's the people from Court TV who are interested in having her solve some cases for them. She's found 14 missing people and solved several murders, worked with police departments nationwide, and that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. See, I admire anyone who has that. I have psychic envy. I do.
Now, there's a good book title.
Yeah, Psychic
Envy.
That's a good book title.
Yeah, I mean, I want it. I always am, like, wishing for it, and then I always have the thing in the back of my head, like, be careful what you wish for. So, yeah. I don't know. What about you, Michelle? Anything paranormal that you can share?
Well, I know that last week we talked about my cable ghost.
Yes.
but since it was a crappy recording last week, I can kind of tell the quick version of the story again. I was at the cable company going to pay a bill, and I'm standing there kind of waiting in line, and there had been a bunch of people in there, so I didn't think anything about how you feel when you're in a crowd. And I'm standing there, and I'm talking to the lady. It was finally my turn. I was, like, the last one in line, and I hear, like, this sound, like, right behind my ear. And I didn't feel anything. I just heard it, and it was enough to actually make me jolt and swing around really quick because I felt like somebody had, like, stepped too close to me in line and was invading the personal bubble, and I just had that real creepy feeling. Well, the entire room was empty. Everyone else had left because, of course, I was last in line. And I just had this really creepy feeling that somebody was standing behind me just too close. You know how you get when people invade your space? So
I get angry and I usually hit them. But no.
Well, I turned around because it was just very clear, kind of a whispered, loud sound. And, like somebody was beginning to talk or say, "Can I help you?" Or I'm not sure exactly what it was. But, I turn around and I'm looking and there's no electronical equipment behind me. TV's not, there's not a TV on or anything, and nothing was there. And this lady, she's kind of looking at me, and I'm just smiling, trying to maintain, pay my bill and leave.
You're thinking, why? This crazy crap happens to Mandy. I just wanted to pay my bill.
and I have that creepy feeling, like, follow me out of there and just take me home. And by that time, I don't know if I was just freaked out and that's what I was feeling or if something actually followed me home. But I have been begging for free cable, and it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
That's those ghostly hitchhikers you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Now, I have to tell you this. I don't know if we've actually talked about it live on the radio or not, because, we've done so many of these shows. I know that we talk about things we already have, but you know what? We have to deal with it. Michelle and I, she came in, and I talked her into something. I talked her into doing the past life regression.
Oh, no, not this story.
Yeah. I totally talked her into this, and she did it. Yeah, I got to love her for that. So I get it all set up, and we're doing this, and she's telling me her thing. Wow. She was one of those women. She's telling me her story, and she's talking about, like, colonial times in Virginia, I believe. Wasn't it, Michelle? West Virginia, maybe?
I know that we wrote notes down somewhere.
Yeah, it was
sure.
That one of those things. And then
it's
she's talking about...
that I had never really been.
Yeah, she's talking about this husband she had, and she's naming him, and she's talking about this infant child she had, and she's giving me a lot of details, especially about what was planted outside when she's walking in that.
I'm into history, but I'm not really into American history. I know a lot about, like, medieval Europe.
Right. You don't, as you get into, like, the closer you get to our time, the less Michelle is into that type of history.
Yeah, don't ask me about today. I
can't tell you what happened last week, yeah. So she's giving me all this information, and we're writing it all down, and... she gives me her name and her husband's name and all of this stuff and very detailed. She actually gives me years she's there. So we do all this and we get through this. And I think the funny part was, Indians came or Native Americans, I'm sorry. At the time she called them Indians because that's what they were calling them at the time. And it was an ugly scene. And Michelle basically opens the door for them to slaughter her family. She's like, you know, who's out there? I hear something.
I did not open the door for them. You just told me to go ahead 5 years, and there was nothing.
So, listen to her
John?
Deny now. Listen
John,
to her deny.
John, where are you, John?
That was hilarious. I'm
John?
Sorry, I'm going to lose it laughing, and I won't be able to keep going.
Which is actually kind of funny, because in situations, I'm a fighter.
Yes, she is.
I mean,
yes.
I'll argue, I'll kick, I'll fight. And
yeah. Oh, I'm awful.
Yeah,
I'm like, do whatever.
I was very passive in a past life, I guess.
Yes, you were. And you were telling me this. And her voice would even have that, like, infliction. And she's like, you know, it was very real to her at the moment.
See, I don't remember that, but I don't really remember how I sounded. So
right.
We need to record these next time.
I know, we do. So next day, I'll skip ahead and skip my part right now on Michelle's timer. So, We decide to research these names and these dates and these times. And sure enough, we find people, a couple who lived where she said, in that time frame, in that a family. I mean, how would she have pulled these names out of her head and they'd be a married couple, you know? It was kind of crazy in that, you know, then there was no further records of them past the date that she had said there was nothing left, that they had basically died. So I just thought that was really interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
and then she did me, and unfortunately, I found something out I didn't want to know. Apparently, my husband's been with me every frickin' life.
You can't get rid of him.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So it was interesting. I remember, yeah, Michelle guiding me through everything, and it felt like I was, out of it, kind of like half on drugs watching a movie or something, yeah.
It does. It feels like you're making it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does.
You're telling stuff.
Well, and you have to wonder, because we're authors and we're very creative personalities. And,
right.
You know, we get paid to make up stories, so you have to wonder about it. But I highly recommend to anyone, if you get a chance, not just a past life reading, having somebody else tell you that, to actually experience yourself and do a past life regression. If you get a chance to do it, whether you believe or not, you know, make sure you have somebody there. Don't try to do it by yourself if you're reading a book or whatever.
Yeah, Alicia wants to know if we were hypnotized. I guess it would be considered a slight, like a relaxation technique.
Yeah,
and you want to be careful when you do it. Don't do it alone, and you want to make sure you have all your quote-unquote safeguards up and things like that. And you become very, very, very relaxed. And then someone is there to help guide you through it and help pull you back if you start to get upset with it.
It is kind of like hypnosis, but not the zombie-like hypnosis.
Right.
That
right.
You
can't
sometimes
squawk
get like in movies.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. You're not like a zombie.
Right.
Lift your right arm. Woo.
Yeah. Oh, I should have done that to you. That would have been great. Got a camera.
It's something to where you're kind of aware while you're doing it, and you remember afterwards, like, it's like you just had a long conversation.
Right.
Or you might not
right.
remember every single word that was said, but you remember the gist of it.
And you do get the little bit of a tight chest feeling, that, you know, a little bit of the quickened heart rate, and that's why you really need somebody else there, because it does feel real yet not real to you, and then you can get a little worked up by it. And
you had to have that person there going, talk me down, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you suggest either moving ahead a little bit in the timeline and that. And it was really funny, because we landed on the spot. And apparently, I was getting buck wild and won. Michelle's mom had come in, and she was there with us. Michelle's like, okay, advancing again. Okay.
Mandy didn't want to leave.
I did.
Mandy was having some fun, and I'm like, I'm not exactly sure you want to be discussing this in front of other people. So I'm trying to advance. And she's like, no, and she kept trying to go back to it.
Sure, and then you advanced me to the unpleasantness of, like, watching my then-husband die after being trampled by a horse. That was pleasant.
Oh, no.
I know.
Hey,
you know,
I'm certified in hypnotherapy.
Oh, see, we need to get
I
her
am.
To do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, you know what we're talking about then. It's not like a complete,
oh, yeah.
a relaxed state that you're
it
in.
It is. It's a deeper trance than like you would put somebody into, say, smoking cessation or anything like that. But yeah, still, during hypnosis, most people remember what's told to them, or very, very rarely does somebody go completely out. And, you know, there's no good quacking like a duck or anything like that.
Right, right.
But...
Well, I do remember a sense, too, that if I really, really wanted to get out of the state that I was in,
you could
I could have broke through.
The information that we provided each other was something, and at the time I hadn't done it. Actually, what happened is that sparked my interest to go research Scottish history, was what happened with mine, because I had not been anything like inclined to do it. I didn't know anything about it at the time, and I was giving Michelle some information and telling her some dates and some names and some times, and especially little things like what was hanging on the wall, the tapestry on the wall, and I was telling her a nursery rhyme that was being said to, you know, her, because guess what? She was in it. Yeah, she's been with me every life, too. I can't shake these people. Oh.
You come back with the same people every time, and you recognize them from the past lives during their regression.
Yeah, in my thing, she was my sister who passed away of being sick. And I'm telling her all this stuff, and I wasn't...
To me, there were some suspicious circumstances around that incident.
You look weak. I helped you with the pillow. What can I say?
Thanks, Typhoid Mary.
So we look it up the next day. We're, you know, totally researching hers. We're researching mine. And we find that these one type of tapestries were common in nurseries in the time frame that I had given. And there was a little nursery rhyme that was, you know, translated over into English. And it was about bluebirds. And it was the nursery rhyme I had told her. And seriously, that's not common knowledge. And I didn't know that ahead of time. So it was just interesting. Yeah.
It was a strange thing. It wasn't even a nursery rhyme that kids use nowadays.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that. It was more like a poemish type thing that didn't really, I don't know, I know we wrote it all down at the time, but it was just a very bizarre feeling. And it didn't even feel that weird until the next day when we're looking it up and we're seeing this information come back at us. And we're seeing, like, actual records of certain things. We're just looking at each other. And I remember we shut the lid of the laptop twice, looked at each other like, shit. No, but now, have you ever experienced anything like that with a regression dip?
I have, yeah. I was regressed one time, and I went back to a life. I suppose it was in Spain. I knew what year it was. I knew what my name was. I knew that I was a cousin of Philip II, and I said it was 1546, and I started speaking Spanish. And, you know, I'm a little old Alabama girl. I don't know any Spanish. And I mean, I was speaking fluent Spanish, and I told the name of the place where I lived and everything, and so I looked it up the next day online and found out Philip II was the king of Spain in 1546, and he did have, you know, Isabella was a common name, which that is what I said my name was, but the place where I lived was called the Alcazar, and that's an odd word, you know, and it just popped out, and the thing I remember most was feeling the tightness of the clothes, the corseted bodice and the farthingale. I remember that most, actually feeling like I was in those clothes.
Oh, that's, yeah. Like, I remember the cold, damp feeling. I kept feeling like on, like, my feet area and that, you know. And I remember the horrified expression that I felt when I looked at the character who was Michelle in this, and she had a dead bird in her hand trying to nurse a bat. I'm like, eh! So, like, it translated all these years later. I'm still like, eh! Oh, my gosh. But we had a lot of fun doing.
Likes animals and cares for them. And
yeah.
Injured
really
animals know to flock to my house.
We hadn't shared this experience with anyone publicly, and we had a friend of ours, Melissa Alvarez, who's been on the show quite a bit. She did a regression, she did a reading for our past life, and she started talking about how we've been paired up through, you know, the time together, and often it's the sisters and this and that, and we're just trying not to start laughing because we already had that, you know, thing. And she's telling us all this stuff, and I loved when she said, Michelle, you didn't really guide her any.
No.
She's like, Mandy, you did, you guided her, but Michelle, you didn't really do it. That was great. I will never let Michelle live that part down. She's right now flipping me off.
It was just
right
because
now.
No one can guide you. You're hopeless. See, I listen to other people. You're just doing your own thing.
I really was surprised to learn that so far none of them come back that I was a man. Because I really think that I have a mentality that I was male.
You were
at
a
point.
Man. And
oh, I've been a gay man.
The past life reading.
What's that?
That past life reading we had from Melissa, you were the man.
Oh, that's right. I was the dude. Yep, see? I'm really waiting for, like, you were one of the con clan or something.
I was a gay man in the 18th century.
Well, that had to be fun and not.
You know
really
what? That's perfect timing.
Yeah. The clothes and the beauty spots and the wigs. You know, it was.
Yeah.
All
well, everybody
it
was
really
more like
a woman. Yeah.
We do have a question in the chat room from Alicia Page, and Deborah, you might be able to answer this. She wants to know how she can find out how to do the past life regressions, and is there a book or a site to help others do this?
Joe Slate has a book, and you can look him up on Amazon, and it's Joeslate, and he has several books on empowerment, psychic empowerment through aura reading, and he's got one that's called Reincarnation and Beyond, and it has a lot of kind of self things where you can sit and kind of just meditate on your own and come up with some things. And also, too, investigate. Find out who is a hypnotherapist in your area and try hypnotherapy. When you have somebody else regress you, if they've got a good reputation as a hypnotherapist, you can come out with some really life-changing things. I think that the point of past life regression, of course, we're all curious about it, but it's to really show you what lessons that you brought with you into this life that you can work on to make this life better.
Hmm.
But, Joe Slate's book would be a great place to start. It's called Reincarnation and Beyond.
Okay, and we also need to make sure we get, do you have a website yourself?
My website?
Yes.
I have a blog on Google, and it's I can't think of the address. Google my name, Deborah Glass, and it'll come up. I've got one called Writing Magic, which I share with Alyssa Wilds, and she's an author with Dorchester, and she's into intuitive modalities and all that kind of thing too. So we've got a blog called Writing Magic that we do, and it does come up if you Google my name. If you put Deborah Glass in it, I've Googled myself. I guess we all have.
I'll Google myself all the time. Oh wait, we're not talking about the same thing. Okay. You know myself, and she had a mute for me right now. You know that.
No, I'm just shaking my head. I've given up trying to mute you.
Well, I wanted to thank you, Deborah, for hanging out with us, for calling in and then hanging out today with us. It's been a lot of fun. And we definitely have to get with you behind the scenes about coming back on.
Yeah, thanks for talking with me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I have to ask, do you have birds?
I am on my deck looking at the river and listening to the birds. It's beautiful down here.
It sounds like a Hitchcock film's about to happen there.
No, there's a guy just going by on a kayak down there, and some nice birds out here, and my cat's out here with me. It's a beautiful day. So.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of view. I look out and see the road, and then I see Lake Erie right now, which, you know, I guess that's okay to look at. It's not as green as it used to be.
Oh.
I'm going to shut up before a bunch of people locally start yelling at me. All right. Well, thank you again for joining us, Deb.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too, honey.
We do have a few minutes left. If anybody else would like to call in, that call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, and long-distance charges could apply. For more information using your computer to chat live, go to ravenhappyhour.com and follow the prompts. Or you can email us questions directly for next week's show or enter the contest whose catchphrase this week is Mandy is the Queen of Darkness, and email that to ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com and you'll be entered in the contest. If you are in the chat room, because we do have some people in there, email us at that address and give us what your chat room name was so we have a way of contacting you should you be one of the winners that we draw.
Mm-hmm. I got an IM here from someone who's been listening, and they wanted to give a recommendation on what to do with the evil spirits. Now, like I said, take this in stride, because personally, I think unless you have a professional there, and you got to watch who you bring in, I don't think I'd tamper with it. But they said that I mentioned sage, and they're like, yes, an abalone shell and a sage bundle will help with the smudging. So they just wanted to pass that on, and thank you very much for that. And I don't remember who asked the question, so I'm sorry I can't address it directly, but. And we are being asked about what we're working on right now.
I just finished. Well, Mandy is working on becoming a couch potato. That's what
I am. I'm excelling. You know how I didn't watch TV ever? I've watched nothing but TV for like the last week.
Yeah.
Okay, and I should probably specify nothing but the same channel because I can't ever get the remote to work.
Okay, you've watched nothing but crappy TV.
Oh, my God,
it's
horrible.
That's what's killing me. It's like you finally watch some television, and you pick, like, the most horrible shows throughout all of history.
It's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
We won't list them in case there's, you know, fans of those shows, which I highly doubt. I think the directors who worked on them might like them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, when the Shaker, the History of the Shakers came on, I finally got my butt off that couch. That's what it took, seriously.
And I would have been watching that, taking notes.
I was just like, oh, my gosh, pulling at my cheeks, going, does this end the torture?
Well, I do have kind of a sad announcement for me. I just got notice that Virgin Books is discontinuing their cheek line. I've been invited to write for their other lines, but
yes.
So my last cheek book will be coming out this fall,
yes,
from Virgin Books, and I'm actually working on it right now. I just finished the first draft this last week, and I've been working on doing the polish up. Ooh, great, we have a caller.
Welcome to Raven Radio. Thanks for calling, and where are you calling from?
St. Louis.
Okay, and this has got to be, I know the voice, Renee?
Yeah.
Hi. How are you doing, hon?
I'm good. I just tried to do it online, but it didn't work, so I figured I'd call.
Now, while we have you on, have you had any paranormal experiences you want to share?
Have I had any what?
Paranormal experiences that you want to share.
No, just deja vu type stuff.
Yeah.
Swear
it's
that
interesting, though. Yeah.
You know, swear that I've done it or been there or seen it.
Yeah. Does that happen a lot, like daily for you? Or?
Not daily. Probably a couple times a month.
See, I only had it happen like a few times in my life. So I always think it's, you know, when people have it a lot, I'm always curious about it.
Yeah, probably a couple times a month. And then I'm like, maybe I'm just dreaming it or something.
Yeah. You talk yourself out of it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, for everybody out there, Renee has been a good friend of ours for years now. She helps clean up all my boo-boos and mistakes in my manuscripts. So she's the one who gets it when I have another P word in place of pushy. That is, nobody's getting pushed in that, then it suddenly becomes an erotic sentence if you get my play on words here. So Renee saves that from going to the public. So, yes, thank you for that, and we're going to enter her in for the contest, and everyone else who's been in the chat room, too. If they want to email, I forgot her email address.
RavenRadio at RavenHappyHour.com.
Thanks. Yeah, just let them know the catchphrase today, and that will enter you in to win. We go, kiss, kiss, blah, 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 blah. Back to you, Michelle.
The catchphrase is, Mandy is the queen of darkness. And email that in, and you'll be entered in the contest. If you're in the chat room, just email us your chat room name, because
yes,
not everyone uses their real names. That way we have a way of contacting you if you win. And thank you, Renee, for joining us. I don't know if you hung up on her. I can't hear her.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, she's
hi.
I'm waiting for her to yell at me.
I just assumed that she hung up on you.
Because we were asked what we were working on, and at no point was Delay a Game, that book two in Simmering Seduction, is going to come up. So I was waiting for it.
No, I just figure, you know, someday it'll actually show up. I keep going to your website and looking and seeing it and thinking, so when will I get my book?
Yes. And I will admit publicly, and maybe it will kick my butt into gear, I'm actually currently working on not one thing. I seriously did the sit down on the couch, took a week, stared at the same channel. I think that's run its course now, so I'll get back on task. But, yes, so officially I'm working on nothing. That's probably the first time we'll ever hear that come out of me. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll get your little spurt and you'll have 10 things going.
Yes, that's how it'll work. Hopefully that's how it'll work. Muse, if you hear me, are you there?
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Renee.
Okay.
All right.
Hi.
She's such a doll.
I'm not exactly sure what happened with our guest today. I haven't heard from them, so they might have trouble getting on. It happens with Blog Talk. So Jason and Raven, we'll have to reschedule some time with you. I know that you were looking forward to being on, and we were looking forward to being on your show tomorrow, which that's my little announcement, is that tomorrow Mandy and I will be on the LCS Paranormal Radio. And if you go to ravenhappyhour.com/ravenblog, you'll be able to get a link there to where we'll be. But it's 9 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, so you can also join us there. If you have questions, we'll be forced to answer them. And we have another guest.
I'm not sure if it's the same one or not. Welcome to Raven Radio. Thanks for calling. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Great, you scared them off.
I think I did.
We do have kind of a cool thing that happened. In the May 2008 issue of RT Magazine, it's Romantic Times Book Reviews is what it's called now, we were mentioned in the fan forum. So if you have the May issue, you can see us on page 13 of the magazine.
Yes, they did mention us. Do you have it open so that we can quote it?
Yeah, let's see. Says, another RT Award winner, Michelle Impillo, and her author friend Mandy Roth are carving out their own little niche on the net. They've launched Raven Radio, a live weekly talk show that's hosted by Blog Talk Radio, then archived for podcasts on several sites like Podomatic. Check out blogtalkradio.com/ravenradio for the schedule. You can even call in while they're broadcasting and chat with them and their guests. And that was from Flavia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce your name because I only read it.
Right.
Her little fan form column that she has, so she gave
which is
a
great.
Shout out.
It appears every month, and it's such a great little feature that they do in there.
Yeah, and we're just ecstatic that the radio show was mentioned.
Yeah.
Yay, fame!
Yeah, really. Woo! We've achieved it. We can quit. Yay! Okay.
So if you have the May issue of Romantic Times Book Reviews, be sure to check that out and Flavia's column that she has for the fan forum.
Yes.
Which is always great of, you know, just tidbits of what's been going on in the romance world.
Right.
So big shout out to RT, and we are so sorry we missed the conference last week.
Yes.
We both really wanted to be there. So
I've heard it was a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for all the reports to come back. Apparently everyone's recovering.
Yeah.
Come on. I wasn't able to be there. I need the details.
Oh, I hit the wrong button. Be prepared for the toilet flush because there's a lag. Should have been the exit music. Yes, I'm a genius. That's what I get for working the switchboard. Yeah. Lovely.
Well, okay.
You know what? It's now doing the hourglass thing, so Microsoft with the toilet flush. How fitting. Yay.
Oh, there you go. One last time, if you want to enter our contest, email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com and just write in there, Mandy is the Queen of Darkness, our catchphrase for this week, and you'll be entered into the drawing. And everyone who had called in, we've got your numbers, we've got your names from the chat rooms. Just email us so we have a way of contacting you to let you know if you won. We'll still be drawing, but it would really help us out.
Wow, talk about lag. Okay.
Big lag. Yes. Sorry to everyone who tried to call in and couldn't make it or couldn't hear. Unfortunately, this just seems to happen with the, you know, blog.
And a big shout out to Leela Brown, Alicia Page, who am I missing in here? Tiger Toes.
Kimberly Nixon.
Yes.
Lime Cello, Rosie. Deborah Glass, who was nice enough to call in and chat with us today. It was very interesting.
Right.
And she did so well for like an impromptu interview.
I know, she did. She was fabulous.
She's probably like, I just called to say hi and they kept me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everyone for listening and joining us. We hope you enjoy the contest and we will see you next week.
Oh.
11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Wednesday.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.